The Eagles put week five behind them and focus on this weekend's matchup versus the Lions. Welcome to Green Zone, everybody. I'm Becky Brensinger.
And I'm Bob Bumberry. You know, Becky, I think the Eagles are always excited to be back home at Lincoln Financial Field. So we're going to look ahead at the Lions game and what the Eagles learned in that loss to Pittsburgh.
And stay tuned, fans, as I sit down with Brandon Hughes. And trust me, this is an exclusive that you don't want to miss.
You seem pretty excited about that. I am going to not miss that. Probably one of his goals, maybe making the bracket breakdown, the field of 64 all-time greatest Eagles. Well, we're going to search for the greatest Eagle of all time as we look for your vote at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote.
And we go back in time to look at the 14-second scramble by Donovan McNabb himself.
Wow, how far back do we go for that?
November 15th, 2004.
Great memory. I'm very impressed.
All here on Eagles Green Zone.
Welcome, I'm Bob Bumbera. This is First and Ten as we analyze the next game for the Eagles, the Lions Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. With me, Barrett Brooks and Dan Klecko. And first and foremost, as we put the Pittsburgh Steelers game behind us, guys, how much more improved, I mean, look at it at this point, how much more improved is this Eagles defense over last year's squad at this point in the season, Dan?
I think it's a ton different. I really do. I think, you know, you look outside the corners. I know Nnamdi isn't playing great now, but he's still a good corner in this league. I think you look at DRC, he might be playing better than any corner in this league right now. Safeties are playing with a lot more confidence. And I think a big difference is your D-tackles are a lot more active. I think you look at Fletcher Cox, he's been playing really well. And obviously, all the upgrades you made at linebacker are paying off also.
Well, definitely one of the good things that could happen, guys, for the Eagles, if they beat Detroit Sunday, they would improve the 4-2 going into the bye. How important is that to win that game now in the modern era, to win that game going into the bye week, especially for the Eagles, Barrett?
Well, it gives them a little more of a oomph going into that bye week, and we all know Andy's record going into the bye week. He comes out, you know, usually ahead and wins that game. So, you know, to go into it and possibly have another game in which they, you know, predicted to win going out of the bye week, I think that they'll be all right. It'll give them, it'll give the fans something to look forward to also. So I really think that they need to go out, establish themselves into that winning feeling again, and then going into bye week, it's always good and a positive.
And usually when you win, Andy gives you that whole week off. That's huge. That's huge in the middle of the season. You get that whole week off, you get to just go home and relax and get away from football for a week.
Trying to stop Matthew Stafford, and of course Megatron comes to Philly. What do you do against this offense?
To me, that's it. That's your key right there. You stop Megatron, you're ahead at this team. And you look back to 3 weeks ago, you looked at Arizona, and you let Larry Fitzgerald, in my mind, really wreck that game. And you can't do that this week. This week, if it's up to me, I put DRC on him, I put a safety over the top, and I don't let Megatron beat us.
And I guess on defense, Barrett, you circle the big guy in the middle, and Demekon Sue, but who else are you looking at on that defensive line when it comes to protecting Mike Vick and trying to establish something offensively?
Averill's a really good defensive end. He comes all out the corners. Vanden Bosch is a guy who gives him a sense of reckless abandonment. You know, he changed the culture of that team when he got there in Detroit. They're playing hard, they're playing well. And if you look at it in a nutshell, those guys have to protect, the offensive line has to protect up front. And Averill's definitely a monster, Sue's a monster, and Ferland, he can definitely play also. So you have some great defensive rushers coming at the Eagles this week, and they're going to have to, you know, put their hard hats on and go out in their lunch pail and really play hard.
So what might that open up with that style of defense for the Eagles? I mean, is this the week we see LeSean McCoy get 30 touches?
Well, you're looking at the wide nine. That's what this is. This is wide nine versus wide nine. And I think this team can be wrong. I do. For me, the formula with the Eagles every week from here on out is to game plan with LeSean McCoy and go forward with him. He's your guy. He's your horse. He's who you should build this team around. And really, every week should be your focal point. Now, I'd like to see him get going against the Lions. We've seen him past weeks with Baltimore, with the Giants. That's your formula for success, is to get him going. It opens so many different things up. And I think another thing we've seen happen in the last couple weeks is the shorter passing game. And when they go to it, it's been working, almost that classic West Coast. And I'd love to see more of that.
You know, one thing, guys, I think a lot of people notice with the Eagles' offense is that they haven't really hit that big play. They don't seem like a big play offense this year, even though I think there were some expectations that they were going to be. Barrett, you think the Eagles' offense is missing the big play?
Well, this year you don't have that great offensive line, and because of that, they can't hold a protection better. And because of that, you know, you can't go down the field as far. So you have to, you know, throw the intermediate game in order for them to be successful. So at the end, you don't have that offensive line that you had last year. You don't have the perennial Pro Bowler at left tackle right now, so you can't go down the field as much.
And let's be honest, their short passing game, when you get the ball in Macklin's hands, when you get the ball in Deshaun's hands, that's a win right there. I mean, there's a reason Deshaun's a punt returner at times. When you get the ball in your playmaker's hands, you go classic West Coast. I think it's a formula for success that you go back to.
And you got one of the best tight ends in the league, yeah. You know. So, I mean, take advantage of you sell it. You know, use Shady on dumping off little passes to him. Use that type of game, that fast game, you know, to maybe, you know, make one guy miss. Shady makes one guy miss, he can take it to the house, you know, and you got two receivers to do the same thing.
All right, guys, time to learn more about an up-and-coming Eagle off the field. And with more on cornerback Brandon Hughes, here's Becky Brenzinger.
We're here with Brandon Hughes. And, Brandon, you grew up in a large family, and you had four brothers, three sisters, and y'all used to stand around the TV and watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah. That was my father. My father was a big 49ers fan. I guess he probably liked Jerry Rice a little bit more, but he used to make us come downstairs. My mom be upstairs cooking. She'd get the chicken and the rice ready. We'll come down. We'll have a nice family gathering. That was like the one of the rare occasions where we could all sit down as a family with my father.
Something that probably, you know, developed your obsession for football was mm-hmm. something called penny football.
Oh, wow. You know about that.
What do you know about penny football?
Oh, wow.
Tell the fans your connection with that game.
Okay, so penny football was something that I created. I should patent it. I would go to school and take three notebook pieces of paper, and I would draw the lines with the ruler, ask my teacher to laminate it, tape it together. I would go home. I would use the... I can't believe you found this out. But
where the field goal post
clothes hangers? We're close. Yeah, we're definitely clothes hangers.
Well, they probably didn't understand that you developed this love of football at such a young age. But the funny thing is,
oh no,
is that we actually have a smaller version.
Oh yes,
of penny football.
That's penny football.
You created got, just
let
for
me
you.
See. Hold on. I really do appreciate
Thank
this.
You.
Is this for me?
It is
you
for you.
You gonna sign it?
I could sign it.
That's nice.
That'd probably be my first autograph.
That's real nice. That's real nice.
When you transitioned to cornerback, that was something that you really weren't too fond of, right?
No, I was upset. I was, because they tricked me. It was bowl week. And I believe a corner went down. Coach Riley came up to me. He said, Brandon, we're going to go ahead. We're going to put you at corner. And just, I was like, Coach, I don't know what I'm doing at corner. Don't worry about it. Scout team. And then went back to meeting with my cornerback coach. No, my receiver coach came up to me and was like, man, you got nice feet out there. Oh, man, that's cornerback talk. You got real sweet feet. You look like you were natural. Next thing you know, I'm at corner the next year. Whatever, though. I mean, it's getting me paid. I'm having a great time, you know, living out my dream. So, you know, obviously Coach Riley and those guys knew what they were doing.
Blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise. That's what it's all been about.
I'm going to go gamer on you, right?
Yeah.
Oregon Trail. Or Sim City?
Oregon Trail.
But the better question is, would you rather go out with a snake bite or with dysentery?
Snake bite. Snake bite.
Restaurant industry.
Okay.
Bus boy, which you were, or server?
I'll go bus boy. All the way. I don't have to deal with the people.
The
servers have
roots.
To actually deal with, I mean... If you see some of the stuff that you pick up as a busboy, I can't imagine what they would, with the people that actually made that mess, said to the server. So, I just come clean up. That's okay. Fine with me.
And tell us one fun thing that people don't know about you.
One fun thing that people don't know about me. Well, I used to play penny football.
And that is a fun little nugget that y'all didn't
nugget.
Know about Brandon Hughes.
Yeah. Yes,
thank you
ma'am.
For your time,
appreciate
Brandon.
It. Appreciate you.
Eagles Green Zone is brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts, America runs on Dunkin'. And Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Well, Eagles fans, the birds are coming back to Lincoln Financial Field 3-2. And I know it's disappointing when they came so close to winning in Pittsburgh. They were this close to pulling it off. But hey, think about this one. They beat the Giants, the defending Super Bowl champions. They beat the Ravens, who were in the AFC Championship game last year. And they came within a couple yards of beating the Steelers. Another playoff team from last year. So, Eagles fans, when you look at it that way, your birds are playing some pretty good teams pretty tough. And they have a winning record. Speaking of pretty good teams, welcome back to Philadelphia to the Detroit Lions. Last time we played these guys in our house, we creamed them 56-21 while wearing canary yellow. Yeah, imagine what we're gonna do to them wearing midnight green. The Detroit Lions. You know what scares me about this team? Yeah, Megatron. You know who I'm talking about, the wide receiver named after the bad guy in the Transformers movie. But you know what? We got some Transformers of our own on this team. How about this? How about Shadytron, the all-purpose robot that can stop on a dime and then rev it up to 100 miles an hour like that? No? Well, how about Jenkins Dozer, all right? Half man, half bulldozer plowing through offensive lines. Or how about Celicon, half man, half tank, takes a licking, but keeps on ticking. And of course, you can't forget their fearless leader, all dressed in black, Andy Bot. All right, I'll work on the names because Megatron sounds a lot cooler. Either way, I expect the Eagles to transform their record to 4-2 going into the bye. Huh? That was pretty good, all right? Up top, high five, nothing, nobody. All right, go Birds.
The search for the greatest Eagle of all time continues at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote. We want you to vote for your favorite Eagle of all time. I want to take a look now at the winners from last week. We bring back Dan Klecko and Barrett Brooks. And Dan, let's look at the first big upset that we've seen here. LeSean McCoy, the 12 seed, beats Ron Jaworski, the 5 seed. Shocked by that?
No, I'm not shocked by that at all. I'm not. I mean, we love Ron. I think the fact that LeSean will be the best back that was ever here, but I think people, it's just fresh in everybody's mind with how great he is right now and really how he's the best back in the NFL. I mean, you work with y'all, so I don't want to throw him under the bus too bad. You tell me, Barrett.
We have to admit, you know, this guy is electric. He's a great player.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, he's fresh in everybody's mind. So, of course, he's going to have a leg up. But, hey, man, come on, Jaws.
I voted for Jaws. So, you know, tell me.
Neither one of them have a Super Bowl, so we can't put that ahead of them, you know. But
Jaws did go to one. You have to remember that. LeSean hasn't won a playoff game yet, so that's tough. But, I mean, if we look at some of the other ones, there's no real upsets here. We're starting to get some big hitters here. We're starting to get some heavy hitters. You know, these are our picks right here. And we look at the top one, Reggie White, Troy Vincent. I think it's a little easy. I think Reggie White's the best defensive player to ever play in this league.
Ever. But, I mean, hands down. Hey, I played against
you
him.
You played against him, man.
Yes,
so I'll let you tell a couple things about him.
I mean, Reggie White had to have been one of the strongest players I ever played against. He was dynamic in everything he did. Your Sports Center moment was not to get humped by Reggie. You know, that was you were trying to get out the game without getting humped. He humped and Larry Allen, which is the strongest player ever to play the game. He benched like 700 pounds. Reggie White was definitely a man among boys.
Hey, Barrett, show me that hump move on Dan Klecko. Just give me an idea what that Reggie White hump move was like. Or maybe, Dan, you should show that on
Barrett. I'll show it right here. You give it one of these?
Yeah.
And that's all he would do to you. And he was so big, I'm too little to even give it any justice.
And then I'm on ESPN, you know.
Flying out,
hitting the ground.
But now we look at this one, Tom Brookshire against Sheldon Brown. No offense to Sheldon. He was a great Eagle, but Tom Brookshire, I think, wins that one easy also. We look at this one. I was a little shocked you picked Deuce Staley right here. I was.
Yeah, well, you know, I played with Deuce. Deuce is a great guy. Very dynamic runner, you know. He's one of the guys that really helped me out in my career because he can chip just about anybody in the world, you know, knock guys out with his chip. So I loved him. I didn't get a chance to play with Runyon, but me and Runyon are good friends. We rode motorcycles together. But I had to say that I would have to go with Deuce Staley.
You just like him from the pickle juice game. Yeah. This guy right here was one of the bookends for over a decade. He's one of the greats in the Eagles. He would be my pick right there. And then we go down to Donovan McNabb, Andre Waters. I think there's going to be some sentimental with Andre Waters, but Donovan McNabb, in my opinion, is the greatest Eagle quarterback of all time. Once again, no offense to Jaws, but the things he did, 5 NFC Championship games, he was really, it was him and Andy growing together, really making this one of the powerhouses in the NFL here in Philadelphia.
Now, Barrett, I want to hear more about you and John Runyon riding motorcycles. I mean, you're like guys sitting on top of like Yugos or something. How big were these bikes?
I'll tell you the truth. You know, these bikes are custom made. If not, if we got a regular bike, it looked like we were on Big Bears riding on tricycles, you know. So they were huge bikes. You know, I got a 330 rear in the back of it, you know, because I have a 330 rear. So.
Well, you can make fun of the little guys, Barrett. It's no good. I don't like it.
You can go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote and vote for the greatest Eagle of all time. Well, one of my favorite segments here on Eagles Green Zone is the player's path to the NFL. And here we learn more about Eagles defensive tackle Cedric Thornton.
My high school experience, I actually played running back, receiver, linebacker, and cornerback. Going into college, I weighed 210, went from 210 to 225. I walked on to Southern Arkansas University, Division II. I played defensive end at 225 pounds in my first game. Going into my junior year, I gained 50 pounds. I guess I was around 260 as a junior. My junior year, I had the experience to be number one player in the nation, Division II. Going into my senior year, I was still number one player in the nation. I had some off-field issues. I didn't get drafted. So Philadelphia called me. I got a chance to walk on to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm still here. My experience with the Eagles, I love it. It's more like a family. And I just like the whole everybody, from Mr. Lurie to Mr. Howie to Andy Reid, and especially Coach Washburn. It's a brotherhood, really. I love it, from Trent Cole to Jason Babin to my mentor, Cullen Jenkins. I just try to watch everything they do and try to, you know, mirror them, do everything they do, and just try to take every day advantage. And I've been doing it so far, and it's been looking good, so hopefully I have better days.
When considering all of the factors, what player can say his most unique run and pass came in the exact same play? Donovan McNabb surely can, with his 14-second scramble. Here's prior to the snap.
2004 was a year full of highlights for the Super Bowl-bound Eagles. There were plenty to choose from, yet one play lasted a little longer than the rest. 18.2 seconds to be exact. As defender after defender missed swiping at the scrambling Donovan McNabb during this play at Texas Stadium on Monday Night Football, he makes them pay with this 60-yard bomb to his streaking Freddie Mitchell. But before we get to that 14-second scramble, let's rewind and see what happened prior to the snap. The Eagles came into the game 1 week after getting pummeled by the Pittsburgh Steelers, 27-3. Until that point, the Eagles started the season 7-0 and were averaging 27 points per outing. The lackluster offensive output had the Eagles raring to go and ready to show the country the loss to the Steelers was a fluke. The game started out slowly with both teams punting twice. Then, on the second play of the Eagles' third possession, McNabb connects with first-year Eagle Terrell Owens across the middle, and he takes it 59 yards for the first score of the game. The second quarter was a whole different story, with the Eagles scoring an impressive 4 touchdowns. It started with a short Dorsey Levens run, followed by another McNabb to Owens hookup for a 27-yard score and celebration on the Dallas Star. Just getting warmed up, McNabb spread the wealth and threw deep to Todd Pinkston, who pulled it in and crossed the goal line to put the Eagles up 28-7. After allowing 21 points in the quarter, Dallas answered with a score of their own to cut the lead in half. On his own 25-yard line facing a 3rd and 10, McNabb was about to show his scrambling ability and huge arm, which were evident back in his days at Syracuse University. After avoiding the initial defender, McNabb rolled to the right sideline looking for a receiver. With no luck and more pressure, he headed back to his left, picking up key blocks from his scurrying lineman and spotted Freddie Mitchell streaking downfield. On a full run, he threw back across his body 60 yards downfield to hit Mitchell. After being brought down, Mitchell points to his imaginary watch as if to say, "It's about time I got the ball." Unfortunately for him, his time would be up shortly after, as he would only play 10 more games in the NFL. That amazing play set up a short Brian Westbrook touchdown run to eventually seal the game. In the end, even though the Eagles would score 7 touchdowns in Dallas that day, the biggest play of the game and of the year didn't even reach the end zone.
Eagles Green Zone is brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, Dunkin' Donuts, America runs on Dunkin', and Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
You know, Bob, the bracket breakdown only has 32 players left.
You know, and as this thing continues, I start thinking specifically about certain players like Reggie White and a big sack against the Dallas Cowboys or a Brian Dawkins interception. This gets really exciting, and you really see what these players meant to this city and to the team.
And fans, for exclusive Green Zone content that you can't get anywhere else, log on to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Bob Bambera and Becky Brensinger, thanks for tuning in to Eagles Green Zone.
This is how I know I'm supposed to be doing this. I would sit there for hours. I would sit right in front of my sister's room. She'd get upset, kick my stuff all around, get out the way of the door. I'd get mad, push her, set everything back up, and go back to designing plays and playing the entire game of football. It's just in my blood, I guess. It's just something that once I caught that pass and saw my father, you know, how excited he was about football, I just couldn't help it.